Blog Talk Radio.
Over here, which
I can't complain about. I don't hate where we are because I like, you know, stay at work and then go racing.
Yeah, you can, and you could, when you don't practice, you can stay till like 6:30 and just stay for as long as you want. You
well,
can,
that's if I don't have practice.
You want English Massey.
Yeah, I need, we're running the show right now, but it's done. I just got to get it buttered up for you. I need a car so I can walk away for a minute.
You're not going to get any car.
What do you think is happening with the, where do you want to go? We can go NBA band?
I'm not going anywhere you want.
Let's talk about the Warriors, Thunder.
You're talking a lot about this game. You think this game is a real, it's a real sort of something to talk about.
They got smacked around. This wasn't like a little 5.1. They got smacked. Now, would the Thunder be able to sustain that in a series?
I think there's a chance, and I think there's a chance that the Rockets will be able to do it.
Really? What about the Spurs?
Spurs are always going to be there, but we've seen that series before, and I have no real reason to think that the result of a new series will be any different than the series we've seen before between those two guys.
Do you think the East is better now? Like more of,
well, we have teams like the Knicks that are doing things. They're the 15 in the East. Well, let's they're not now because they got beat by the Hawks by a flame, which I'm not happy about. They lost beat by the Hawks by 20.
They have bad losses because they're not a great team.
They're in the playoffs right now. Look at it.
Like looking at my comments. Here we go. First in the East, Celtics.
Of course. And they whipped the Pistons and Thunder last night. Checked it out. I guess it did. Let's check.
How are they 8-10? They take it to the.
I'm just telling you, 59-49 at halftime. I was watching it, and they blew the lead. I guess check it out.
That's not good for the Sixers. We'd rather the Thunder right now.
But I just want to check it out.
So
I think
your Knickerbockers are 10-8, and that puts them as the 8th seed.
You know, I know. They were the 5th seed. Now we're down 3 slots.
Now the Sixers are 5th. They're
10 and 7. No Simmons tonight.
It's going to be a weird game.
Why do you think it's going to be a weird game?
Well, first of all, I love watching it. Okay, but secondly, they're just not the same team with that. They're not. I mean, we haven't seen them yet this year without them, but I know they're good with TJ on the floor.
TJ is not going to be the starter anyway. No. Ben is a four. They're going to start Amir, one of the jerks right there.
Game. Who's going to start as a point guard?
TJ.
Exactly.
No, Bell is through. What are you talking about? TJ is like a second point guard. Who is this now?
This is the last 4 digits of your phone, 7580. You're on the air.
Jamie, Charlie.
Hi, Charlie. What's up? How you feeling? You feeling
good? It's been a while.
Yes.
All right, so first of all, I want to congratulate your dad on the football championship.
Well, he wants the congratulations, so I'm glad you'll be able to give them to the award, to the listening. All
right.
Yes. Bring it
the other thing I got
with his very complicated defense, I just want to ask him, and then you can go on to whatever you want. I just want you to tell the people, do you think your defense is too simple, complicated, what? Well, how will you speak about it?
It was simple, but we completely switched it. Like the semifinal game, we completely switched the defense from what we did the first 2 times we played them. I put the guys on the left, on the right-hand side, turned the whole defense on its head, and then we went to a 70 front. This defense, we went back to 50, and then
Richard,
we tried to shatter this McFadden kid, and he still torched us with 3 touchdowns.
Anyway, so I just wanted to get a little bit of breakdown from him, and now you can go into whatever you want.
Okay. All right, so what's your take on the Eagles here? One thing that does concern me just a little bit, after they had the long break after the Redskins, 10-11-day break, it came out slow first half. And again, they turned it on, they won the game. Dallas, same thing. They come off the bye. They're rusty. They're slow, but they kill them in the second half. My concern is they get the first round bye in the playoffs against a better team.
Yes,
you know, what's your thoughts on that? That does worry me a little bit.
Concern is very worrying because you could easily lose a game coming off a bye. I'm beginning to realize that as it gets more and more likely that they're going to be in a sort of position to be able to compete or lock up a bye. And, you know, if they come out like they've been coming out, and if you look back at the game against the Niners even, they trouble in that game and then blew them away, beat them by 20-plus in the second. So I think a first-round bye will always be dangerous because you've seen that they have mega trouble coming out slow. So
get a better competition. It's gonna be you can't do that in the playoffs.
We'll see if they get a bye or not. I guess it's getting increasingly likely now.
And then who do you like in the game tomorrow with the Rams and the Saints?
Well, I think it's gonna be a very interesting game. I guess I would have to go with the Rams because, you know, they're just at home and I don't think there's a lot of separation between them and the Saints. So I guess I would have to pick the Rams and I think the Saints will have to – they'll lose a game at some point. So I guess maybe I pick the Rams. But if the Saints come out and blown away like they've been blowing away people, I will not be surprised.
Right. All right, and lastly, who's the favorite player you have on the Eagles this year?
Well, I don't know. I'm terrible picking favorite people, but I think that's the one thing about this whole team. There are certain things in my is that they are very likable. Okay, all very likable. Get back to your post here, yeah. So.
Charlie.
Right. Okay. We're hanging up on him. You hang up on Pod. Yeah. I think you should hang up on everyone. So get back. He probably won't get back now because we're pissed.
Who was it?
It's Pod, guys. Well, I'm sure he'll add his commentary if he wishes to.
All right, 4541, you're on the air. Last four digits to your phone.
Yo, what's up, guys? First time.
What's up?
Time.
Yeah.
It's Aaron. How's it going?
It's Aaron
hey,
again.
I don't know.
What's he's got?
How you doing, man? Hey, I don't know if it's called in already, but I'd like to hear your thoughts on Iron Bowl today, Alabama-Auburn.
I think the Iron Bowl is a very even game. I think Alabama will win, but, you know, it'll be close. I don't think Auburn is going to blow them away or anything, or Alabama is going to blow them away. So I think the quarterbacks are very interesting, right, sir? That's a very interesting quarterback matchup, and then we'll just have to see what happens.
It sounds like everyone's afraid to go against Lord Saban. Is that you too, Jamie? You're afraid to defend against him?
I guess. I don't think he's going to make a habit of losing Iron Bowls. I know he hasn't lost one in our 4 years. And so I just don't trust that, you know. He's going to lose an Iron Bowl in a big spot like this with all this on the line. I can't go against him. And the last one he lost was on a freak play. I said he'd lost one of those freak plays that he shouldn't lose, so, you know. As far as you go against him. I think it is. It might not be, but at least that one, even if it wasn't, that one he lost was on a freak play. I think it was the last one he lost.
Yeah, that was ridiculous. That was awesome. And then here's another question. I was just talking in the car with my boys about this, speaking of bowls. Because they asked me, how many bowls there are, and I just, like, this is ridiculous. Like, what is your thought on the ridiculousness? I think there's, what, like 33 bowls now or something?
I think they're, like, up in the 40s, but it's good. There's nothing wrong with having a lot of bowls. I don't think care. I think it's good for you, good for us big, big college football fans like you. You could have them basically every day, every time of day. So I don't think there's really anything wrong with it. And, you know, bowls, you know, I know some of the bowls are, what, 6-6 against 7-5, and they people don't really care much about them. But I don't think there's any problem having that, what, you know, 120 teams that make bowls or whatever they have. I think that's a number, 120 teams. Because you just think about how many teams. Why is it ridiculous? Because you don't have to watch every bowl.
But it's like, I think it's like embarrassing. Like you said, you're 6-6 here in like the Monica Care Bowl, and there's no way they're making money. People can't be going to that game to make them money. So are they trying to like become a big time bowl?
Well, that's a separate issue where the people go to bowl, because you can look at any bowl that's on 3:30 in the afternoon on Wednesday, the 28th of December, and no one's going there. So, of course not. But that does not mean that I don't want them to happen, because I do. Because I think most college football big fans do, because they just want to expand the season for as long as they want.
Yeah, I don't mind that. It's just like, I think it diminishes the point of being in the bowl.
I get that idea, but it's an argument that is worth having. But I think it's fun to have bowls and you have them in weird places. So there you go. All right, Harry. Thank you so much.
All right, buddy. You got it. See you guys.
All right, Chief Gary. All right.
Later.
All right. I don't mention that we and me were cleverly. You always make commentaries about my clever leans with this guy. But he's up. He's up. How you feeling? What do you have?
There he is. No, I thought you were.
Yes.
Well, maybe you had a contract dispute, which is why the show's been a few weeks. I thought maybe you were you were holding out for more money.
I'm only working. For now, I'm working on one-day contracts. That's what I like to work on. Gives me a lot of flexibility working on one-day contracts.
Yeah. So you drive your value up that way? That's a smart business.
Yeah.
Right?
It drives my value way, way up if I only work on one-day contracts. So I'm gonna stick with that that philosophy for a while and see if I could get my value way up.
This is good. So how about the rejuvenated Philadelphia sports scene going on right now? It's a thing of beauty.
It is
right
very
now. Have,
rejuvenated. It's about time, but it is very rejuvenated.
It took a while. I mean, you have the best team in the NFL right now, record-wise, and you have a Sixers team that's almost like a can't-miss team every night because you don't know. I mean, it's they're so exciting to watch. Like you have to catch every game.
Yeah, you can't miss any moments. Anything can happen because this is the moment. Welcome to the moment, as they talk about.
This is the moment. So, with the Eagles, what do you think the magic number is record-wise in terms of them getting a one seed? In your opinion, how many wins do they need to be the one seed this year? You know, a couple of teams.
I think it's got to be 13 wins. If they get 12 wins, I'm not very confident they're gonna be the number one seed. I would only feel lock, stock, and barrel confident if they get 13 wins, which is gonna be very hard to do because they could conceivably lose two of the next three games on the road, not including this game tomorrow that they should walk over. But that will get them to 10-3, and that would be a tricky spot because if you're 10-3, I don't think you're guaranteed anything.
I agree. I think 13 is the number to Although you never know. I mean, the Saints play where they play in L.A. this week, so you know they could lose that game.
And then they got to play the Falcons a bunch and the Panthers. Of course they could lose, but I still think 13 is the number because you have teams that the Falcons that are playing real well, you know, teams are lurking, so I think that's the number.
Yeah, I would agree with you there. And I think they could do it. I mean, the thing with this Eagles team is their front seven's playing so well, it's hard to have a letdown game because I feel like when you have that good of a defense up front, it's kind of a constant.
It's hard. It's hard to not get pressure on the quarterback. It's an easy thing to do if you could do it. Against Jared Goff, you should be able to get pressure against every quarterback that you face. So you're right in that defensive line does not play down to the competition because you just beat them if they're that much worse than them.
You're right, though. You gotta win tomorrow. This is probably one of the last. Well, I guess you're at the Giants. It's kind of, but this is probably your last really gimme game that you have. So you have to keep winning.
I know
winning,
you don't make
more
gimme
tomorrow.
Games because so if you lose it tomorrow, it's gonna get into tricky stuff. So you really just gotta keep the pedal to the ground and press on. Because to get 10 wins would be a very big. If you're only 9-2, you know. Then you're sweating a little bit because a lot of teams could be 9-2, and not a lot of teams could be 10-1.
Yeah, this is true. They got to. It's crazy being 9-1 and only having a one game lead over two teams in the conference. But
I know we want more separation, but we're not gonna get.
Well, they're the only team that controls their own destiny in the NFC, though. They win everything.
It's
win
true.
Out.
It's true. They don't need any help from anybody. They just got to win. I'm not very trusting that they could win on the road this much. But I guess we'll find out in very short order, won't we?
We shall see. You got last point. You got any Sixers games this year?
No, I'm not going to Sixers yet, but I will make my debut if they keep winning. I don't know. I'm not. I'm just enjoying it for now. I don't know how long it will last this Sixers run. I think this. Hopefully, they can sustain it and keep winning for the City Cup. It'd be great.
Lots of fun, man. Lots of fun. I will. I will be in touch soon.
All right. I trust that you will. Thank you, sir. And then we're done. Yeah, that'd be good.
Last four digits to your phone, 7580, you're on the air.
Jamie, it's Charlie. I got cut off.
Ah, Charlie's back again. He's got more to say.
I got cut off. I think your dad hung up on me.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if that happened. What else you got your second bite at it now, Charlie. So what you got?
All right. So whatever we got cut off with, I said, do you have a favorite player on this Eagles team this year?
I guess it would have to be. You know, I think the defense is all the people on the defense, Fletcher Cox and Jimmy Jernigan. I'm not very good at picking favorites of anything, but those are the ones, I guess, the defensive food.
Right. So I feel like the defense, sometimes it's overlooked with the way the offense is playing.
I know.
The defense is really keeping the ones that are winning the games.
It brings it every week, and all people want to talk about is the quarterback. I understand why, but even the quarterback slipped up more than the defense. But.
Exactly. So we agree on that. And then I'm not sure if you talked about this yet, was this college football playoff. You know, I'd like to see that expanded to at least two more teams. What is your thoughts on that?
Well, I think they are eventually going to expand it, but they will probably put four more in when they do. I don't think it'll probably go to eight before it goes to six, which will be good. 8 would just really be a lot of chaos, a lot more than 6. So I think it'll be 8. And then I think they'll stick at 8. I don't think they're going to go to 16 or whatever.
Yeah, 8 would be good. I wish there was a couple teams that should be there to get left out.
Yeah, and you're always going to have that with a 4-team system. You know, it's just a fact of life, isn't it?
Right, right. Then lastly, do you have what's your prediction for the game Sunday? Do you think they blow them out or a close game?
No, I don't think they're really capable of blowing real teams because they start so slow. It'll probably be the same sort of thing that it's always been, you know, 34-17 or something like that. That seems to be right where they are usually, 34-13 or 34-17. Which will be still covering the spread, but right where they usually are.
Yeah, this team does run the ball. I mean, I did some research on this Bears team. They do run the ball. They keep the offense off the field.
I know. They have to run the ball when they're getting the kind of play they got out of Trubisky, the young, you know, a person 23 and has not really found his way yet.
Right. That's their way of protecting him, right, so he's not making turnovers.
No, he still manages to, but less than he would if they threw the ball more.
Good.
Okay.
All right, guys, that's I got.
That's a choice got a lot, but that's all he's got. Thank you. You're very insightful.
All right,
yes.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Yeah. Bye.
Yes.
Good, thank you.
Thank you, it's good.
Yeah,
you said they have to get to 13 wins. Do you agree with that number
to be the
number one seed?
The only thing is these other people are going to be beating up each other.
I know. The Saints and Falcons have to play and the Rams and things. You know, so people are going to lose, but I don't think we are going 15-1, so we're going to lose too at some point.
No, we will. The Rams game could be tough. The Seattle game could be tough. Who am I taking?
Yeah.
Honestly.
Has the Rams game been done during Monday night yet, flexed or no? So it's still at 4 o'clock, I guess.
Tomorrow?
No.
Rams, you said.
Rams. That has not been done too.
No games have been flexed, but the Eagles.
I guess they're staying with the Rams at 4 o'clock, not flexed. Which is okay, cause you'll get the number one team instead of Chris.
A sports update. I'm sorry, real quick. It looked like it was Tommy's team was winning 45-29 going into the fourth.
Oh my god!
And now it's 49-42.
And they're losing and winning.
They're losing, but they have only got 7 points. They left.
That's an impressive performance that they were beating them on by 16.
Yeah.
So, you think the Sixers are going to keep moving the way they are?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. When you look, I told you when I came in at 16, stand,
you want to win all six.
No, I said they could conceivably win 5, losing the Warriors game.
And they've done that already.
They've taken it to them, too, but then they blew it.
Well, you know that they can do
it. And they're doing it now. They've won, what, 2 sets?
2 sets.
Who is it?
They're playing the Magic. The Magic were playing a lot better at the beginning. They're 8-11. They were playing a lot better in the beginning than they are now. But. See?
2-8 in the last 10, right.
See?
Lost 7 in a row. That's tough, though.
I know.
That's a little scary. I don't like that.
And they just got whipped by the Celtics last night.
They got back-to-back. That's not easy.
Yeah. So, interesting game. And this is always interesting. I'll see you in many weeks.
Including next week.
No. Many weeks from now.
Yeah.